California real estate headlines. California real estate agent earnings per sale, commissions, and trends. This comprehensive guide explains how much real estate agents in California earn per sale, covering commission rates, key income factors, and legal changes. For California professionals, the guide helps benchmark expected earnings and understand how commission structure and legal changes can impact deal-by-deal income planning. Use this California-focused commission guide before advising clients on deal terms. https://www.alliedschools.com/what commissions do real estate agents make? California real estate headlines. ParcelQuest, daily updated California property data for CA professionals. ParcelQuest says it is the sole provider of the most current California property data online, updated daily. For CA real estate professionals, daily updated property data can support more timely market insights and decision-making. Use ParcelQuest at ht://www.parcelquest.com to assess whether its daily California data cadence fits your workflow. California real estate headlines, CA real estate commissions, bank rate on how agents make their fee. Bankrate explains that real estate agents are paid through commissions, usually calculated as a percentage of the home sale price, and outlines how much they can earn, plus who is responsible for paying the commission. For CA real estate professionals, understanding this commission framework helps you clearly explain fee structure and compensation during listing, buyer, and seller conversations. Use this as a quick reference when discussing agent compensation with clients. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1A is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.